The stripes of sunlight on the cell floor slowly narrowed. Rafa had been staring at them for what seemed like hours, willing them to disappear. "Echo," he called softly. "Time to look for Da." The garrison's stone walls were dank with mold and mildew, slimy in some places, furred with moss in others. Echo, a tiny bat, was hanging from a chink in the stone. He stretched his wings and chirped,
"Look, Da! Where, Da?"
Rafa's father, Mohan, was also imprisoned somewhere in the garrison. Ever since Echo had found Rafa in his cell 3 days earlier, Rafa had sent the bat out each evening to search for Mohan. But the prison was both vast and labyrinthine, and Echo had been unable to find him. Rafa held out his forefinger, and Echo fluttered to perch there for a moment. "Try the daybirth side again," he whispered. Echo had already searched in every direction, but perhaps Mohan was being moved around? In any case, Rafa had no choice but to keep trying. "And then come right back, you hear?"
"You hear,"
Echo squeaked in response, and flew off. As far as Rafa could tell, he was alone in this wing of the garrison. On the two previous forays, Echo had returned and reported the presence of other prisoners elsewhere in the building, but no sighting of Mohan. Rafa clutched at the bars and stared into the darkness. He heard the plink of water dripping into a puddle somewhere nearby. That was the only sound. Constructed of stone, the garrison did not creak like a wooden building did. The harder he listened, the thicker the silence became. "This time he'll find him. Third time lucky, right?" The minutes stretched into hours. Rafa dozed off twice, even though he was standing. The second time, his head lolled, then jerked and hit the bars, a very rude awakening. Finally, he felt a slight movement in the air, followed by Echo landing on his sleeve.
"Ouch,"
the bat said. During their early days together, Echo had alighted on Rafa's shoulder and pinched him. Rafa had exclaimed, "Ouch!" Now Echo used the word to mean something like, "Landing." Rafa retreated to the rear of the cell and turned his back to the bars.
"What happened?"
he asked in a loud whisper. The silence was so complete, he was worried that the guards overhead would be able to hear the slightest murmur. "Did you find him?"
"Where, Da?"
Echo chirped sadly.
"No, Da."
Rafa swallowed a groan of disappointment. He stroked the bat's back with his fingertip, trying to comfort them both. It had been months since Rafa had spoken to his father. They had been separated ever since Rafa had fled Gildan last fall. He had finally seen Da in, of all places, a courtroom where both father and son had been accused of arson. Making contact with Da would not, of course, get either of them out of the stone prison. But Echo's nightly searches had given Rafa hope, even if those hopes were repeatedly dashed.